Pittsburgh is home to a number of natural springs, and a local conservation group is working to designate three as historic landmarks. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports, Pittsburgh's hilly topography sends water from aquifers to a spring on Damus Street in Spring Hill.
The popularity of natural springs peaked in the late 1800s when typhoid, cholera, and other bacteria-related diseases were a real threat to communities. Pittsburgh was no different, and because of its hilly topography, natural springs were plentiful and popular.
Everybody felt very much attached to them.
That's Matthew Falcone, the president of Preservation Pittsburgh.
I think with, you know, definitely with the spring on Spring Hill, there is still such, I think, an identity with this spring.
He's talking about one of the three springs they're asking City Council to designate historic landmarks. Of the trio, it's currently the only spring still operating. He says the neighbors call it the Spring on Spring Hill, but several historical documents refer to it as the Vogtle Spring. James Rizzo has lived in Spring Hill for the past 6 years.
I'm thrilled by it. I think it's a really distinctive feature of the neighborhood.
Rizzo says the spring has always been important to Spring Hill residents. The city of Pittsburgh actually funded the restoration of the spring in the early 1900s, during a time when health concerns were prompting officials to seal them. According to Falcone, it was shortly after the annexation of Allegheny City by Pittsburgh when workers were regrading streets for sewer lines and began disrupting the freshwater springs.
And so the neighbors got together and, you know, there was about almost 200 names on this petition. They petitioned City Council and said, "You're regrading the street. That's great. This spring has been here forever. You know, please don't get rid of it." And the city acquiesced and they said, sure. And they went and they built basically what's there today.
Preservation Pittsburgh is also advocating for House Springs in Shadyside and Snyder or the Katakahasa Fountain in Schenley Park. House Springs was constructed to celebrate Pittsburgh Civil War officer and philanthropist Thomas Howe. It's along Fifth Avenue near South Highland. Snyder Springs would be the first historic landmark to recognize a Native American's contribution to Pittsburgh. The monument, which features the bust of a Shawnee chief, sits underneath the Neal Log Cabin in Schenley Park. The spring in Spring Hill was a common meeting place for neighbors in the 1900s.
My sense is that was a range of habit. It was a social thing. It was a social place for people to gather, and probably also just a novelty, too, as this is one of the few open springs in the north side of the city of Pittsburgh generally.
And it still is today.
Shall we drink out of it?
Absolutely.
All right.
I will. Cheers.
Tastes like water.
It tastes like water.
It's actually really good.
The springs are a reminder of a time when water quality concerned Pittsburgh residents, which isn't too foreign a concept from present day. City Council has scheduled an evidentiary hearing for the landmark status Wednesday, and Falcone seems pretty confident the measure will pass. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA.